Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Those of us here at Intercom South Florida, the Miami Heat and the Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. Coming up on November 16th, it's our Dribble Drive Against Cancer. Our own Jonathan Zaslow leads the way as we have the Dribble Drive Challenge that goes 13.8 miles from the Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. There's a Dribble Drive from Biscaya to the arena and the Dribble Drive, which is around the perimeter of the arena. You can form teams now and donate at heathelpcure.org. Let's not waste any more time. Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I need the word.
I don't know if Jennifer plays the game. I don't think she know. I don't know if there was a song. I don't think there was a song about this code word anyway. But I'll give you a couple hints.
Okay.
There's a famous, you know, cook. He's like, he goes around, you know, he does all sorts of crazy stuff, chopping meats and stuff.
Oh, the salt guy?
Yeah.
You're
on there. What?
Salt?
That's the code word. Well, Salt Bay is, I think, the guy. Salt Bay is the guy you're thinking of. It's time for your chance to win Channing's Chains. The word this hour is salt. That's S-A-L-T, salt. Text that word now to 72881, and you'll have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word SALT now to 72881, and you can win $1,000, I think we said that already, of Channing's Change. Your next chance to win is the top of the next hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. We haven't talked about this yet, Leroy, but yesterday, Barry Jackson, they were reporting that the Dolphins, they have spoke to Kenyon Drake about a possible extension, and the talks have gone nowhere. And so now he is apparently available for a draft pick. And so now I guess the Dolphins are maybe listening, or if they give any sort of halfway decent draft pick, they may be trading Kenyon Drake.
Fifth rounder,
I think they probably do it. And for perspective, Armando Salguero points out that the Dolphins got a fourth-round pick for Jay Ajayi less than one season after he rushed for over 1,200 yards and averaged 4.9 yards per carry. Drake never came close to that. My guess is someone maybe gives a sixth for Drake. I mean, I think
that's fine. Like, I could see it because – what has he produced? What has he done?
The Miami Miracle.
Like they're looking at it. Say if I'm trading for Kenyon Drake, I'm like, wait a minute, y'all don't even use him, and y'all don't have a running game. Why would I give you top dollar for a running back that you don't want?
Yeah, it seems like a six is probably what the best thing they're gonna get, and maybe somebody
depends if somebody gets hurt, they might be able to squeeze a fifth out of it.
And if you know, maybe whoever trades for him feels like Kenyon Drake is on such a bad offensive line and he's limited by the personnel in the Dolphins.
Nobody ever sees that. They don't, like, look, perfect example, look at Josh Rosen last year and this year.
Well, it's the same bad personnel around.
You want to talk about, Scott Van Pelt should put this for bad beats. Like, life bad beats.
Life bad beats.
Life bad beats. I give one to Josh Rosen. Now, I don't know what role he's played in it, okay? I don't know. There might be some type of role that he plays. I'm not going to put it all on the franchises. But you go from being a top 10 pick, right?
Traded up for,
to off of that team, traded to another team, which is worse than the team you got traded from. Like, so you might be on the two teams that have the first pick in the draft in back-to-back years.
Yeah, I can see a montage. Just Josh Rosen getting sacked in Arizona a few times, then getting sacked by the Dolphins.
Right.
Life bad beats. Right. Josh Rosen story. It's a 30 for 30. Life bad beats.
He's got life bad beat. It happens, man. It happens.
What if I told you that we would draft a quarterback, 10th overall, traded up for, and then gets sacked 100 times.
You know who else will get life bad beats? How about the Buffalo Bills? 4 years in a row.
They already made the 30 for 30 on that. 4 years, right. The four falls of Buffalo.
Right. And somebody said, I'll trade you for a McRib for Kenyon Drake.
Well, Beast is not the general manager, or else he would definitely trade Kenyon Drake for a McRib.
That's it. That's it.
And other headlines, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he apparently, according to Ian Rappaport, is going to be out at least 3 weeks with a dislocated kneecap. They keep showing the video of them popping the knee back into place.
Yeah, it's just a cap. Like, depending on, again, the ligaments and the swelling underneath it, I mean, that's pretty much the only thing that, you know, that will matter at this point, and that's what the MRI is for.
The Dolphins should try to get a fifth rounder or hopefully a fourth in two drafts from now. Yeah, I mean, that's probably the market. You're probably not going to a fifth. You probably have to take it. If you can get a fourth in the 2021 draft, maybe that's better, but you have to wait another year for that pick to be active. But, yeah, I mean, the running back's market is pretty, you know, I don't even think for the best running back in football, you won't get a first-round pick back for, like, the best running back in football. I mean, maybe Saquon Barkley because he's still young.
Saquon Barkley, you'll get a one.
You're not getting a one for Todd Gurley.
No.
No.
No. No. They would give you a two just to take that contract. Who else?
Zeke. Zeke may maybe
you get
one.
A one for Zeke.
You maybe get a one for Zeke.
You get a one for Zeke.
I mean, you're not getting a one for David Johnson. You're not getting – I mean, Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb probably
– Nick Chubb, you get a two.
You get a two.
Two, that's like the second tier guy.
Le'Veon Bell, definitely not a one. Definitely not a one for Le'Veon Bell.
Just got a one last year.
Le'Veon Bell?
What did they give up?
Well, Le'Veon Bell was just a free agent signing.
A free agent.
Yeah.
Right.
And remember he set out for the season before.
You don't think you get a one for Le'Veon Bell?
No, no way. Especially with his new contract that he has, and he's what? He's pushing 30? Maybe he might even be 30. I don't think he's 30.
All right. So
but, I mean, nobody wanted to sign this guy other than the Jets. I mean, Adam Gase is still mad at the Jets for paying Le'Veon Bell all this money for a running back.
And I can understand what he's saying. It's not that he does not like Le'Veon Bell. He doesn't want to pay that much money for a running back.
I'll tell you right now, Le'Veon Bell, 27. He's 27 years old, which in running back years, I mean, I guess he's still like, I wouldn't say past his prime. He's not old yet, but like 30.
McCaffrey gets a one.
Well, yeah, you know what? Because he could do other stuff, but yeah, like he's more of a pass catcher.
Back?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Really? He's leading the league in rushing.
No,
you can't say he's more of a pass catcher.
No, well, he does a lot of pass catching too. He does the rushing and the passing.
Yes,
that's why you might get a one.
Oh, Kamara.
Ooh.
Game changer.
Game changer.
Game changer.
So I mean, we might have found.
You got about like five or six. Then look, here's the problem, and here's what I've always said about teams that make these stands against running backs. You say you don't need a running back because you don't have one. But all the teams that have one seem to use them and feel really good about them. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh was elated when they had Le'Veon Bell. The Saints, they had Kamara and Ingram. Mm-hmm. And Ingram's now in Baltimore. Who else?
Melvin Gordon's not getting a one.
McCaffrey went, what, fourth?
Fourth overall. No, he went like eighth overall.
Eighth overall.
Yeah.
Top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the difference he's making. But if it's not for McCaffrey, that team is nowhere.
But he's a multi-purpose back. He does more than rushing.
But that's what makes you a number one pick.
Yeah.
So is Le'Veon Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon Barkley, not as much. David Johnson was that.
Mm-hmm.
David Johnson
actually does more receiving than rushing.
Right. Because he was a receiver in college.
Yeah, in Northern Iowa.
So there's a lot of guys who have the skill set to do multiple things. It's just that the offense doesn't. Their offense doesn't do that. I mean, there were the days with Marshall Faulk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, he would be, you know, all what those guys are in current day football as far as McCaffrey and mm-hmm. – and Le'Veon and some of these guys. So, yeah, there's got Melvin Gordon.
Especially, he's going to be a free agent next year. And
we're not saying at this moment, but would they get a a first if all the conditions were
all conditions being equal.
Right, if you meet all conditions being equal, would Melvin Gordon? I don't know, because with Melvin Gordon, I haven't seen him get I never seen him play 16 games.
Yeah, when he started the season holding out, and he only.
I'm just saying, in his career, he's been banged up. So I don't know if I give up a first round pick.
And in his absence, Austin Eckler has been doing quite, like, you know, he's been doing a lot of good stuff for the Chargers in his absence.
They also have lost the last two games.
Well,
so
they have issues with their home games, that their home games aren't really home games. And, you know, they got blitzed by Steelers fans last week on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah. That's the worst.
And yeah, it's like really like that's a hidden gem in the betting circles. Any Chargers home game, the point spread is actually accounting for them being at home, but they're not really at home. There's going to be way more fans of the other team than fans of the Chargers. In fact, I don't think I could have found three Chargers fans sitting next to each other at last week's game. I think it was like two Chargers fans, and then they didn't have a single section where they were dominating that game in fans.
Hey, guy. He sends in Matt Forte.
Okay, come on. He's not even in the league anymore.
Right, exactly.
I mean, prime Matt Forte. Exactly. Prime Matt Forte. Matt Forte, didn't he almost get 100 receptions 1 year? Matt Forte, he might have gotten 100
receptions. No, the only guy who did
LT?
It.
LT? Huh? LT? LT had 100 receptions.
Who's the kid from, he played for Arizona. Played fullback for Arizona.
Fullback for Arizona. Had 100 receptions?
Yeah.
I mean, wow, this is all right, we're going to look this up. We're going to find out in the other break which fullback from Arizona had 100 receptions and 15 minutes of heat. That's next. Oh, yeah. Unofficial 15 minutes of heat. Bed, and there's no better program on this station than Heat Weekly, which is tomorrow at 10 a.m., hosted by Tommy Tighe. Check out this guest list, Leroy. Ron Rothstein.
Oh, yeah, the OG.
Anthony Chang, who covers the Heat for the Miami Herald.
Mm-hmm.
Justice Winslow is going to be on with him. Mike Wallace, remember him? He used to do the Heat Index.
Is he local or still national?
He still works for Grind City and Media Grizzlies and analysts. And, of course, the Heat open up the regular season with the Grizzlies.
Okay.
So like the two times a year we get to talk to Mike Wallace are the times when they play the Grizzlies. And he's one of the best in the business. He's going to be on Heat Weekly tomorrow. You also got Evan Cohen, the afternoon host from our Heat affiliate in the Palm Beaches, 106.3 FM. We got Mike Cugno, CBS4 weekend sports anchor. And you know who else? Udonis Haslam. He's a guest on Heat Weekly. Must listen to.
I ain't gonna say it. He's also a guest on the Miami Heat roster.
Minus one.
I had to.
Give me a minus one for laughing.
You just got set up.
Huh? I know I did.
Give me a minus one for laughing.
Minus one.
Hey.
That's wrong. He was out. He didn't play yesterday because of a sprained wrist.
That's why.
Minus one.
That's why he didn't play. Like, come on, man.
By the way, in case anybody was wondering over the break, Larry Centers was this running back.
Larry Centers.
That was the running back.
Yep.
He had 101 receptions.
Larry Centers never had 500 yards rushing in a season, but he has 829 career receptions.
Yeah, he had almost 1,000. He had 962 yards receiving that year. We had 101 catches, and he followed up with a 99 catch the following season. So he averaged 100 over two seasons.
Yeah.
Receptions.
No, that's all he did. That's all he did was catch the ball.
And since this is 15 minutes of heat, last night, another win by the Heat. They play their final preseason game, thankfully, tonight against the Houston Rockets. I got to say, the NBA, probably the best preseason, the quickest. You know, it's the most representative of the regular season.
They only practice like a week before.
Yeah.
Well, because
they used to have more, but then they moved the season up.
Unlike football, most guys play basketball all year round.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never a situation where, ooh, we got to get in shape or, ooh, we got to let – no, they usually are playing basketball or working out in some capacity all year round. So by the time they get into camp, what, they have camp for what, 4 days before the season starts? 5 days? And then they start playing games. And then, you're ready to go. So I wish other teams would do it. Like, the only thing I will always say to people that say a preseason is too long is, unlike the other sports, there's no minor league in football. Mm-hmm. So there is no other way to evaluate players other than playing games. And so if you had another way of doing that and not playing as many games, but think about this. If you had a cut down to a full roster after two preseason games, how many good players are going to be on the street?
Yeah. And my concern is, because you don't get a game check for preseason, right? Like,
when I play, you got $500 a week.
Wow. For preseason, yeah.
Yeah.
So like all starters, they hate playing in the preseason if you're a starter.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get hurt in the preseason, you know, and then possibly miss maybe the whole season or the regular season. But I think on the flip side of that, yes, if they add another regular season game, that's one more game that you have to play, but at least you get a game check for that. But the preseason, you're not going to be playing as much, but now you're instead of the preseason, you're playing an extra full game.
But here's the other thing, is that if you sign a $2 million contract, is that $2 million contract broken up game by game, or you're just getting $2 million? So if you play another game, what does that
like have? If you're part of the Players Association, you're like, hey, we're playing another game. We want more money. Like, we want more contract, more revenue pool. Like, the next CBA, I'm sure it's going to get brought up.
The next CBA is going to get brought up. But I'm saying, if they were to add another game in a season, you make – it doesn't say in your contract that you have to play 16 games in playoffs.
It does. You're right.
It says
just 16
you
games.
Get paid. You it doesn't say 16 games.
But you get bonuses.
You get paid a year. You know, you get paid $2 million a year or whatever it is to play football during the football season. You get bonus money for playing the playoffs. So if they add another game, how is that gonna? Are they gonna prorate one game? Because you're not. You know, like, for example, you get a contract for radio. You get. There's no number on how many days that you have to work. Some guys have contracts like that, but it's not, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, you have a job with us, you work daily, we give you 2 weeks, 3 weeks vacation, whatever it may be. Some years, those days might end up being 300 days. Other years, it might be 320 days. You don't. It's not a cap number on how many days you got to work.
So somebody texts in, damn, so a fullback had better average yards per catch than Landry. Landry overrated. I mean, it's different times. In 1995, yeah, I still can't believe that guy was listed as a fullback when he was out there catching passes. That's going to be a big receiver going out Larry Centers.
He wasn't. Well, keep in mind, I did a lot of it too. Like, I had games where I had 10-plus catches because it depends on what a defense played. Like, if you were a team that was going to run the ball. For example, every time we played Houston, I had 10 catches because they had a pass rusher, Lamar Lathan. Mm-hmm. He could run. He could rush the passer, but he couldn't cover in space. So they put me in the slot, and I basically played in the slot the whole game, and he would have to cover me, and he couldn't cover me. So that was just one of the ways we exploited that defense. You didn't want to put him where he could rush and get to your passer. Your quarterback.
I wonder if the NFL does go to 17 games regular season. Obviously, the idea would be the 17th game will be a neutral site game. It doesn't have to be overseas, but I'm sure there's going to be more London games, maybe a game in Mexico City, maybe a game in a U.S. city that doesn't have football, like a San Antonio.
No way there's not going to be a game. China.
You hope so. It's no, pretty no. safe to say. Does China even have a football stadium?
They got stadiums. Like, they do it right. Now, there's a lot of countries that when they build stadiums and do sports, they do sports big time. Like, every guy that I talked to that went to England, besides the hectic, you know, travel, is awesome.
I believe they had games in Japan. I've never seen preseason games in Japan. I remember seeing college football games way back in the day played
in
Japan.
We used to – I played one in Canada at Sky Dome, which was really cool because you stay in the Sky Dome. You just stay there, well, and you just walk down to the game.
They tried a preseason game in Canada this year. They had to play an 80-yard field because there was a giant hole in the end zone that they had to cover up.
Jeez.
But I just figure out how they're going to play, how they're going to schedule the 17th game, because the NFL system, the way it is, you have your six division games, you have your four games against a division in your conference, you have your four games against a division out of your conference, and then you have two other games in your conference that are based on where you finished in the standings the previous year. I just don't know how they're going to figure out how to do with the 17th game.
Are they getting paid for it?
Yeah, they're getting paid for it.
They'll figure it out. Maybe they always figure it out.
Maybe play another NFC team, because a lot of these times you go four years without playing a team from the other conference, and that's 8 years without having that team come to your building.
Yep.
And especially if you have a London game against a team from out of your conference, that team's not making that trip back to your stadium for 16 years, because the 8 year in between they played in London. Remember the Giants? It happened with the Giants and the Dolphins.
I would say, I mean, I don't know how you would do it. I mean, if you play 17 games, they're almost begging for.
Do they have two buys now? And do you have two buys? And your second buy is the buy going into the Thursday night game, so you have to pay the buy on the short.
That's what I would say. If everybody had a buy game or a buy week right before the Thursday night game, product would be better. You have basically given yourself an extra week to accommodate that. Mm-hmm. Same thing with if you are going to play in London. So say you go Thursday and whoever plays in London or in Mexico City plays that following Sunday to give you, now you get 10 days.
Yeah, you can also do that where you can have a team go up, play in London, and then instead of the 2 weeks for a bye week, you can have them play the following Thursday night.
Right.
So they could do that, and they also
which is the same exact thing I said, except the other way.
Well, yeah, I mean
you just said the holy smoke.
Well, I just don't know if they only have one game in London that week, and then both teams are gonna have a bye. And then you have to the only team that could play on that following Thursday night would be the other. You'd have the same game in back to back weeks. It wouldn't make sense. Yeah,
because then another team could play on that Thursday.
Yeah, you're right.
And be coming off a regular bye.
You know,
right.
It's totally doable. And another thing that was according to the report is that they wouldn't start the season earlier. The season would just end later. So the Super Bowl would probably be the second weekend of February. It would be not President's Day weekend. I think President's Day weekend is the third weekend of February. So, yeah, in this scenario, the season would end a little later.
All right.
In the 17-game schedule. But there wouldn't be preseason. According to this, but the owners are desperate for it. You would figure the owners would want the extra revenue from the preseason games, but the owners are pushing Roger Goodell for that 17-game season.
I mean, sure. I think a lot of it has to do with how they share revenue. And when you own a stadium or you have your own stadium, there's a lot of revenue that you can get from games that you don't necessarily have to share.
Yeah, this is a very interesting 15 minutes of Heat. We got kind of sidetracked there. But don't forget, Heat tip-off against the Houston Rockets tonight, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, Zazzle
here.
And Tommy Tiger,
it's
the pregame. It is here.
Well, you think the James Harden...
If it's the Rockets' last preseason game, maybe they may have to give them some run before their season starts. I think you'll see James Harden out there.
No, but I'm saying, you think this is going – Harden and Westbrook could work. Didn't work in
– It didn't work in Oklahoma City?
But I will say this, that when Harden left, right, he was considered a sixth man. Mm-hmm. Nobody thought he was going to be this. So – I will say, to some extent, we're seeing a James Harden that nobody knew existed when he left OKC.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, they both demand the ball. They both crank out a lot of assists despite, you know, dominating the ball so much. And Russell Westbrook, not the best of three-point shooters. And you know,
that's what's amazing. We get on the Greek Freak. We get on so many guys.
DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan for not being able to shoot. But we got an MVP.
He shoots a lot. I mean, but
he shoots a lot.
He's like a 28%.
Right. I mean, all right.
We got our NFL Doom Picks coming up next. Ah, yes. Time for our Doom Picks for the NFL weekend. And just to let you guys know, you can hear every Miami Dolphins game on our sister station, 560 The Joe. Dolphins football on 560 The Joe is sponsored by Publix, official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins, by UHealth, and by Ed Morse, Sawgrass Auto Mall, proud partner of the Miami Dolphins. Just realize we're talking about, you know, possibly the Super Bowl being moved to President's Day weekend. It'll be a huge problem for Miami because, you know, the Dolphins love having the Super Bowl, and they're going to have it this year. But President's Day weekend, you already have the SAGAF, the Coconut Grove Arts Festival, and you have the Miami Boat Show, which is the reason why the NBA doesn't have the All-Star game down here because of all that, even though the Super Bowl wouldn't be in downtown, but it'd still be a cause of ruckus. It might create a problem for the future.
Let me explain something to you. Where football is in America, they'll move that boat show.
I mean, they won't move it for the All-Star game.
They'll move it for the Super Bowl.
All right.
If you don't think they'll move for the Super Bowl, you are crazy.
Joining us here on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, Brandon Tobin. He is joining us. He must be fresh out of Baskin-Robbins because he's getting all the scoops with his journalism. He's calling in to do his picks. What's up, Tobin?
Boys.
What's happening? How's daddy daycare?
I'm currently Daddy Raptor, which means I'm walking around with a raptor mask on, and everything is raptor themed.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that means you're just coming off a championship.
Which, by the way, Leroy, I should mention, thanks a lot for having a baby squirrel, because now my kids want a baby squirrel. Oh. They were fighting over the phone last night looking at the baby squirrel, and so, you know, that's a thing now.
They're
so appreciate it.
They're a high commodity. They're hard to get, though, because that's the first baby squirrel I've ever seen.
Tobin, I believe you're in first place in our standings.
Yes.
So you're going to go. Leroy, why don't you start us off with your picks?
Okay. I have the Rams visiting the Falcons. The Rams are a 3-point favorite. I will take the Rams. Atlanta is terrible. I have the Chargers visiting the Titans. That's a 4:00 game. Tennessee is a 2-point favorite. I'm going to take Tennessee. And I have the Patriots visiting the Jets. The Patriots are a 10-point favorite. And guess what? I'm going to take the Jets.
Whoa. You loving your boy Adam Gase.
I just did that to piss Tobin off.
What are you doing?
All right, I'm next. I got the Vikings at the Lions on Sunday. The Vikings are small 1.5-point favorites on the road. I think Detroit's been pretty good this year. You know the rule, home dog, 3 points or less, although that blew up on their face yesterday. I'll take Detroit and the 1.5. I got the Raiders at the Packers on Sunday. The Packers are only 4.5-point favorites. A lot of money pouring in on the Raiders. It was as much as 7 points. I'm just not buying the Raiders going on the road at Green Bay. I know Green Bay's been a little bit shaky, but they're still 5-1. I'm taking Green Bay. I'm laying the points. And also, 4:25 on Sunday, the Saints at the Bears. The Bears, 3.5-point favorites at home. You know what? Everyone's been downing the Saints. They're also 5-1. Teddy B's got it going. I think the Saints are going to play pretty good defense. I'm taking the Saints, underdog, and the 3.5 points.
Ooh.
All right, Beast is up next. And so we like to have an impartial party. Read the picks so Beast can't accuse us of cheating. So we have sent Jennifer Beast picks. And the first game he has the Houston Texans at the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are 1-point favorites at home. Jennifer, who's Beast picking, Indianapolis or Houston?
You never sent to me.
I did send it to you.
No, you didn't.
Well, he's picking Houston.
Okay.
He's picking Houston. Check your text. I swear.
It
I sent
literally
it to
says all teams.
Well, all right. The next game, he's got the San Francisco 49ers at the Washington Redskins. The 49ers are 10-point favorites. He is going to go with San Francisco on the road. You got the Cardinals at the Giants. The Giants, 3-point favorites. He's taking the Cardinals with the 3 points. And so, Tobin, you're now in first place. You get to pick last. Go ahead. What are your three picks?
All right, here's what I got. I have the Ravens at the Seahawks. Seattle, 3.5-point favorite at home. I think Seattle's going to smoke them. I think that's even – I think – mean, that is not a lot of points to give up. I think they're going to smoke them. So I'm going to go with Seattle. I have my Jacksonville Jaguars at the Cincinnati Bengals. Jacksonville is a 3.5-point road favorite. It's about as must-win a game as it can get. The Jalen Ramsey, the distraction is away from the team now. But, I mean, if they don't win this game, they are officially in the tank for Tua sweepstakes. Whoa. So I will take the Jaguars, but I'm very skeptical because they have not been playing fantastic. Minshew's come down to earth a little bit. And finally, Dolphins at the Bills.
Ooh.
Buffalo, a 17-point favorite.
Buffalo
over the Dolphins.
Say that again. Say that again.
Buffalo. Now, there'd be no reason, and has been no reason, to fall back on this rule. No reason. Because of what they have put out on that field this year. It's been crap. It's been a disaster. But the one thing we're forgetting is revenge game. And what goes in with revenge? Pride.
Whoa!
I'm taking the Dolphins.
Oh!
I'm taking the Dolphins. I'm taking the 17 points. And hopefully I don't get bit in the ass.
It's amazing how anytime we pick the Dolphins, it's a slow buildup with excuses and reasons as to why you are picking the Dolphins.
Yep. Yep. They're not good reasons.
How about this?
Reasons.
Here's the only reason why I decided that the Dolphins were going to cover, Tobin. Because it's Buffalo. Buffalo doesn't deserve to give 17 points to anybody.
They may not, but, I mean, Buffalo does kind of have the Dolphins' number over the years. Like, anytime there's been an important game,
right,
they win.
I know.
They beat them with Thad Lewis. They beat them with J.P. Lawson. They beat them with the crappiest quarterback.
It has happened. I'm not saying the Dolphins haven't lost to them by more than 17 points, but to go into the game as 17, think of the level of football team you have to be favored in the NFL by 2 touchdowns and a field goal. I don't care how bad the team is.
And the Dolphins have multiple games where they've been 17-point underdogs.
They've only been a single digit once.
Well, they against Baltimore.
Yep, and they did finally cover last week, so maybe they're starting a cover streak.
Kind of hard not to.
They've been down double digits in every single game.
Wait, all they have to do is score. And then they will have to. And then the Buffalo will have to score more points than they've scored all year just to cover. That sounds ridiculous.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If they score a touchdown, Buffalo will have to score 24 points to cover.
Hey,
and they've only
the
done
seven,
it once
Robbie...
already. Haven't done it.
Oh, you missed the Mag 7.
I missed the Mag 7. Did you pick the Canes?
Well, I did have the Canes on the schedule. You can I'll tell you, but you could, for those of you that also missed the Mag 7, you can go to the radio.com rewind and go back to 820, and you can find out whether I picked the Canes or not. But I'll tell you, Tobin, I took Georgia Tech plus the 18. But you want to see why I did that? Use the radio.com rewind.
We know why.
Can the Canes even score 18 points? Let's be honest, guys.
Wait, so you'll say that about the Canes, but not Buffalo?
I mean, they're playing the Dolphins. The Dolphins don't have pass rush.
Hold on.
They're not unfair arguments, Leroy.
Wait, in the current state of teams, who's worse in their conference? The Dolphins or Georgia Tech?
Georgia Tech, yeah, they're both going through. They're both going
Georgia Tech is. Exactly. So if you're going to say Buffalo's going to cover, how can you not say the Canes are going to cover? Using the same analogies.
Well, the Canes play through the level of competition. We saw what happened against Central Michigan. They get caught feeling themselves, maybe drinking some rat poison.
Okay, you know how they have I have a feeling that for the next game, somebody should go out in a Dolphins uniform with a number one on, and instead of Ray Finkel, it says Slump Buster. Because everybody's treating them like a Slump Buster. Everybody. You go into a game again, dude, this is not a knock on Buffalo. What have they done in the last however many years that would lead you to believe they can be 17-point favorites against anybody?
It's the Dolphins.
Don't care. Don't
they,
care.
They put they beat the Dolphins by 25. They put up 42 points
when was
against
this?
This was week 17 last year.
It's a new coach.
Yeah, but the team
that still counts.
The team the Dolphins played took last year was better than the team they have this year. They gave up 42 last year. And they were trying. It was Adam Gase's last hurrah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Tobin, anything you want to promote? You got Fighters Fury going on this weekend?
Every Sunday at 10 a.m., my friend. Oh. Every Sunday at 10 a.m. Thank you.
All right, Tobin, you can go back to a raptoring in your ways. And
thank you.
Zazzo and Amber, they are coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.